Thank you so much for coming out. And take a look. This week, our starting point is Shabbos Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Last week, we really opened up the topic of Amir L'Nachri. We saw that Amir L'Nachri is an Isser D'Rabbanan that appears in many different places, already appears in many different places in Mishnayos. We saw just a few of those. And last week, we began to explore some of the conditions under which Amir L'Nachri might be mutter. Amir L'Nachri, together with its sister Esser of Hanamim Lechas Nachri, when that might be mutter, when it's Litzarach Mitzvah, the Sigyan Erevin, maybe other sorts of Tzarachim as well. Tzarach, the Rambam describes as very Tzarach Vidal. But that sort of falls under the rubric that we talked about last week, a Shvus to Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah. And that was Shin Zayin. Hey, we turn our attention now back to Shin Zayin Sif Beis, which is in Shulchan Aruch where the discussion begins. And it's rooted in a mission, a piece of Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, which is about one particular situation, but opens up a number of broader angles, broader parameters of Amir L'Nachri. So let's take a look. The Shabbos Kuf Nun Amud Aleph is really where the Shulchan Aruch begins, the Torah Shulchan Aruch begins the discussion of Amir L'Nachri, and that's where we're going to begin tonight, and we're going to see that although it's about one specific case, many different angles flow from this. So the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, is about a topic of Davar Davar, which is the ostensible topic of Siman Shin Zayin, but general about the Dinei Dibur and Bli Neder. Some later date we may come back to the rest of Siman Shin Zayin. Shin Zayin is a mix of Amir L'Nachri and general issues about how one should and should not speak on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, well, Yisgar Adam Polim B'Shabbos. A Jew should not hire workers on Shabbos. I mean, I want to hire, nothing to do with Nachum. I'm going to hire Jews to work in my factory. I'm going to hire Jews to work in my firm. I'm going to hire Jews to work in my field. Whatever it is, Jews are non-Jews. But I'm not allowed to have those conversations with potential employees on Shabbos. Even though they're not going to, no one's doing any malach on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to have that amira, the conversation is awesome. And that's a beginning of Shin Zayin type of topic. And Gemara goes on to say this is part of Daver Daver, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Mim Sochef Tachav Daver Daver, one's not allowed to discuss business on Shabbos, and here's an example. Lo Yisgar Adnan Polo M'Shabbos, I cannot hire you to work for me after Shabbos. I cannot hire you on Shabbos to work for me after Shabbos. But Lo Yomar Adnan L'Chaveru L'Yisgar Adnan Polo. The Mishnah says, going a step further, I can't even ask someone else on Shabbos to do my hiring. And then the Mishnah goes into other topics which are somewhat related, but not actually our topic right now. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Maishnu hu maishnu chaveru. Well, what's the second line adding? If I can't, if I can't drive a car on Shabbos, I can't see you drive a car on Shabbos. That's a davar pashut. You're Jewish too. So the same way I can't, you can't. So the Gemara's initial answer of Papa says, well, it must be chaver nachri. And when he said, don't ask your chaver to do the hiring, that means someone who, I can't ask a non-Jew to do it. To which Rav Ashi responds, Amir nachri shmos. Of course. If I can't do it, I can't ask a Nachri to do it. And as Rashi says, it's already a Mishnah. It's already a Mishnah. That was the opening Mar Malkam last week. Kar Sasma Rabbi Lamasnisa, Nachri Shibal Chabos, Ein Omer Lo Kabe. Mishnah Kub Chafal Fumal. That is the official source of Mishnayos for Amir L'Nachri. So that's why we're saying it's hard to imagine of another Mishnah that's merely repeating that then without adding something. So then the Gemara goes on to say, okay, well, maybe the Mishnah means something else. Maybe it's a more nuance in the situation of Dabra Dabra. Maybe it's not about asking a non-Jew. It's about asking a Jew in an indirect way. So that's what the Gemara goes on to say. Even that may be problematic. They have oblique conversations. They're Nishav Shabbos Geretz. So that may be problematic also. Okay, so the Mishnah is, the overall topic of the Mishnah is Nishav Shabbos Geretz. And as a reminder, Nishav Shabbos Geretz is supposed to have a period afterwards, not a colon. And But in the course of doing so, you learn so much from the Gemara's Havli. The example, you learn so much from the Havli. If you would just give the Maskana, it's like one of the Baal HaMor's critiques of the Rif. The Hakti Kader all the Havli is just giving the Maskana. You miss so many Maskanos that are implied by the Shach of a Tyrant. Here's a perfect example. If you just cut the Maskana, so you never mention Amil and Achri. But you learn so much from what Rav Papa said and the way Rav Ashi responds. Rav Papa said, maybe the Mishnah is telling me that you're forbidden to ask an Achri to hire workers for you on Shabbos. And Rav Ashi's response is not that's wrong. Ashi's response is, well, that's totally obvious, and therefore it couldn't be what the Mishnah is saying. Of course it's true. Of course it's true. Of course, it's true, and this is a source presumably the Rambam had in mind when we saw at the beginning of Paragraph of Shabbos. He says, "Amil Nachri is Aser. Anything I cannot do on Shabbos, I can't ask a non-Jew to do for me on Shabbos, even if that it will only be forbidden for me, Midrabbanim." The truth is that this underlies the entire conversation last week about Shavuos to Shavuos and Makom Mitzvah, because the presumption is that Shavuos to Shavuos is normally Aser, but Makom Mitzvah we can negotiate. But normally, to ask a Nachri to do an Midrabbanim for me is absent any mitigating circumstances, to ask a Nachri to perform a drabanan for me, it's drabanan, that is asr. Shavuos to Shavuos, without a Makom Mitzvah, Shavuos to Shavuos is asr, and that's what you see from the back and forth in the Gemara. The Amil Nachri Shavuos is, and that's what we saw last week, Tosin had referenced the Sugya. That's even asr drabanan, and that's how the Gemara gets started, here in Shabbos Kuf Nun Amal. Shavuos to Shavuos is us. Now the Mishnah Berurah makes an important point. Let's take a look. Mishnah Berurah has. Fantastic. The opening line, we'll slowly see all of Sif Beis. The opening line is Asher L'Skarpolim. Shin Zayin Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch. V'loi Lomar L'Eina Yehudi. The Scarlet Poem shouts. Sif Aleph was about Dabar Dabar, so the first line Sif Beis is also about Dabar Dabar, that I'm not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. And then Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, I also can't ask a non-Jew to do that for me on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah comments, the Sif Kat and Ches, this is very, very important. So Amir says, no, on the one hand, Amir Nachri is Asr, even if it's an Isra Drabbanan. Even if what I'm asking him to do would only for me be an Isra Drabbanan. On the other hand, Mishnah Berurah says, and he says, Kol Dav, who didn't call Dav, Rosh Asr, Yisrael, Asos, Mit Saradin, Asr, Lor Marle, and Yehud, Asos, if I can't do it, Matom, Drabbanan, I can't ask him Nachri to do it. However, the Dav, Rosh Asr, Yisrael, Minhag, the Chumra, the Alma, Shari, Lor Marle, and Yehud, Asos, I have something that Ikar did in Mutter, but I'm Achmer not to do it. I have a Hakpada in Hilch. I'm Achmer in Hilch Shabbos. So I'm Achmer for myself, but it doesn't mean I have to be Machmer in terms of Amil and Nachri. And let's take it a step further. It's not just something that is, but let's say, for instance, you're in a community, the Erev is totally fine. Quality Erev. There are the Mishnah Berurah rights in Chelek Daled, that there are Jews who are very big tzaddikim, who are machmer for the Shittas HaRambam, that basically knocks out any municipal area. The Rambam, without getting into too many details, Rambam is of the opinion that in most situations, when you're using poles and strings, the Tzuras HaPesach, the space from pole to pole has to be less than 10 amos. In many other contexts, we assume that the maximum width of a Pesach it's an amos. The Rambam thinks that's often the case with Tzuras HaPesach as well. It means you're going to have a break of not more than 15 to 20 feet between poles. That is never the situation in a municipal area. If you want to construct an area around your own property, then you want to ask for the Rambam to do it. Municipal area is practically unheard of. At one point, there was one area in the old YU area may have fit within the Rambam's position because it was solid walls on three sides. In that situation, you may not need this. The spacing. 99 times out of 100, municipal Eruvin, even municipal Eruvin, again, they're built Kedas or Kedim, they will fall short of the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah writes, the Rambam, we don't accept the Rambam halacha, great tzaddik may want to be machma. Okay. See, even if one is a great tzaddik, to be machma for the Shittas Rambam, It doesn't carry in a well-constructed municipal Erev. Mr. Brewer says, but there's nothing wrong with asking an Achri to push the baby carriage inside the kosher Erev. You're a machmer, not you Zerev, the Mikar din is mutter. See, the Amir and Achri is mutter. And it goes beyond that. If you turn back a couple of simanim, say it's a simon shin, days. See, the Mishnah Brewer even pushes it a step further. He seems to imply that Shin Beis Sif Aleph is about folding clothing and cleaning clothing. When the clothing gets dirty, when you're allowed to shake it off, making shake the dust off, making not shake the dust off. Machlokes Rishonim. Without getting to the local details. The Ramah had a line, Tov Lachosh, there's more of you things, Machmer for Shitas Rashi was more Machmer in terms of to what extent can you dust the clothes. And Mishavur says, it's not just a Tov Lachosh, that's many Rishonim are Machmer. Harbi Rishonim Sovereign, your Sif Katnvav, the Simonish and Bez, the Mishavur. Harbi Rishonim Sovereign, because Shitas Rashi, many Rishonim like Rashi, but near Mikamakam, near Yesh Lismach, Al Dei Rishonim Lahakil. Al Yedei Eino Yehudi. But he thinks you can rely on the first day to be Meiko Amir Lanachri. Even though we would personally be Machmir in terms of how we would dust off the clothing, but to ask a non-Jew, if there's a significant sheet in Rishonim, so then is, even if we tend to be Machmir like Sheet of Beis, but if there's a significant sheet Aleph, then Mishnah Brewer implies that one can be meko befrat the ikalif amishim kavod abrias b'za. Especially when you talk about dirty clothing, there may be another mitigating factor. Anyhow, that's a little bit of dirt is one thing, but a lot of dirt, so that's very embarrassing. That's a violation of kavod abrias. We are often meko on the isurim drabanan mishum kavod abrias. It says you can at least throw that in as a sniff lako. You're only asking the nachri to do it. It's maximum is isur drabanan. So it's kavod abrias. Isur drabanan kavod abrias is more room to make. It's hard to nail down the Mishnah Brewer here because it's part of his argument, but he also throws in the Kavod Abrias argument. But he's at least raising that issue as one to think about. There isn't a different context. This sort of thing comes up in a different context. It comes up to the Prima Gadim. Rav Shechter points out the Mishnah Brewer, because Nisach is every 1,500 pages, Mishnah Brewer will reference Prima Gadim about Maisa Shabbos. If a Jew did something which is Aser, the question is, could we be Nehenet from it? Post facto, so the Prima Gadim has this rule that Mishnah Brewer keeps quoting periodically that it's something that we wouldn't do, but there is a Shita Rishonim like that, so we would do it, but if you did it, we wouldn't say it's an Isra Maisa Shams. That comes up sometimes with the Shehi and Achazari issues, where there may be a Shita Rishonim, we wouldn't follow the Halacha, L'chadchila, I mean, I wouldn't act that way, but if someone I did or someone else did, so we wouldn't say, you know, throughout the child. But this is not the same thing as Maaseh Shabbos, but sort of similar type of thinking. That when would we say that there's a Shita Rishonim that we don't accept, but the Mishnah Brewer here, it sounds like more than just a Shita Rishonim, it sounds like a big machlokas, and it doesn't look on the Kaan. We're machmir, but it doesn't necessarily mean we be machmir for personal practice, it doesn't necessarily mean we be machmir for Amir Lanachir. So that's something to keep in mind. But certainly, if it's clearly is an Isser, whether it's an Isser Daraiser, Isser Rabbanon, it's going to be Alser to ask an Achri as well. Again, that is what emerges from the Shaka Vataria on Daf Kofnum. So that's the first point. There's several points that emerge. That first point is what sort of Isurin, to what sort of Isurin does Miral Nachri apply? The answer is even Rabbanon's, but not Chumras, and perhaps not even when it's Machlok Seposk. Then the next question, one more point I should make, is many poskim of the opinion that Amir Lanachri is also mutter on a psik ratio. And that will come up from time to time. When the light in the refrigerator is on, those sort of situations, I'm not really interested in doing the malacha, but the malacha is built in. So that's what we call psik ratio. I'm sure you've come across that in the past years. Psik ratio, again, is when I'm trying to do Pu'ula A, and the Pu'ula A itself is mutter, But Pu'ule will, of necessity, drive Pu'ule B as well. Pu'ule B is a malacha. I'm going to open the door. I'm not really interested in turning the light. I don't need light in the room. I need access to the food in the fridge. But the light's off. The light bulb is screwed in. And there's no Shabbos switch. And if I open the door, the light's going to go on. That's a psikration. I may be happy the light's going to go on. Okay, you know, maybe not. Either way, I'm not interested in turning light. I'm interested in accessing the food. That's clear. So the Gemara says that we pass like the Tanaim, that don't v'shein muskaven is mutter. That if I'm trying to do pu'ule, it may or may not cause pu'ule b, which is not my interest. That's fine. Even if it ends up happening, absolutely not a problem. But in a case where it's where A will definitely cause B with psikreshe, so then psikreshe is us. Psikreshe is us for me, but poskim assume a lot of ask a nachri. I'm not interested in the light, I'm not asking the nachri to turn the light. I'm asking nachri to open the fridge to get the food out. The male is going to turn the light. So for me, that's a problem of psikreshe, but the poskim tend to assume that for miro nachri, welcome psikreshe, there's room to make up. The next major one more point in this context, we spoke about the Raises, Rabbanans, Chumras, Machlokas, Psikresha, the Bir Halu. One more is, how about the Issur Rabbanan of Amir L'Akam? To ask a Nachri to do Amir L'Akam. Amira da Amira. And I ask a non-Jew, I'm not going to ask him to do the Malacha, could you ask, I'll ask Christopher to ask Peter to do the malacha. I'll ask Christopher to ask Muhammad to do the malacha. So is that mutter or is that asa? So the halacha here, and our chef to point out, I was talking about this evening, he said, so the shaila comes up, and maybe used to come more frequently than it does nowadays. Once upon a time, maybe it came up more. Let's say to call the paper on Friday, call the paper and ask them to print an announcement on Shabbos, or to set the type on Shabbos for announcements to get printed on Sunday. Maybe it's an obituary, maybe it's an ad, whatever it is. So that's Amira Damira, because whoever answers the phone is not the one who's doing the malacha. But whoever answers the phone, presumably, one hopes, a non-Jew. If the one who answers the phone is non-Jew, and the one who's working in productions as a non-Jew, so I'm asking one non-Jew who answers the phones to ask another non-Jew to do malacha on my behalf. So that's Amir Damir. So the Be'er Halacha here says in the Dir Maskala about Filu.
How does that come up with, what about mailing things?
We're gonna have to talk about that. That may be
even if you're asking before Shabbos, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so we're gonna get to that's right. So I guess we're jumping ahead here a little bit, because the next issue is the question of asking before Shabbos. So let's hold on to that angle for a moment. Just in terms of the question of what sort, just because now we're still in the zone of what sorts of Isurim fall under Amir Lanachri. So but you're right, we are assuming that, as we'll see, that Amira L'Nachri is forbidden, even if I do the Amira in advance of Shabbos. So he quotes here, in Be'er Halacha, in Dirmaskal Va'afilu, the Chasim Chesamach, this Chasim Sofer, and the Tshuva says, well, maybe that's Shimutter. Maybe that should be mutter. Maybe that should be mutter. But you can't ask a guy to hire the polem. Right? That's the Mishnah. Isn't that Amira Damir? I'm asking the guy to. So the answer is no.
That's only on Shabbos.
Because that's right. Because remember, the original case of the Mishnah is that Amira is happy. I can't hire workers on Shabbos. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, nor can I even ask someone else to do on Shabbos to do that hiring. So the Gemara had a havmina that someone else is a non-Jew, but the premise is that my conversation with whoever I'm talking to is on Shabbos. So Chazal says maybe it's only an Isser because it's my daver daver. But maybe to ask a non-Jew before Shabbos to go hire a worker on Shabbos. I'm going to call the newspaper office in Erev Shabbos, and they're going to have the second non-Jew do the malacha on Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer thinks maybe that should be mutter. So the Mishnah Brewer says, "Vahu milsa chadati." That's a davar chadash. I did not realize. Rashi Shech pointing out to me is the Mishnah Brewer is exactly hoisting into his own petard. He's using the Chasam Sofer's language against him. Chasam Sofer is famous for in his dealings with reform, having this watchword. His motto was "Dar Chadash Asim in HaTorah." So the Mishnah Brewer is tweaking the Chasam Sofer's ear here a little. He's tweaking Chasam Sofer's nose. That's a davar chadash. Whoever has heard told us Amir is mutter. It's Chadash Asim in HaTorah. That's a subtle jab. And he said that Shuvah Rashba doesn't sound like that. Okay, so, but he says because Shuvah Rashba, it sounds like Amir Damir is Aser. That's the Pashtus. Because Savengel discusses this is a rich conversation in Acharonim, but the Pashtus is Amira Damira is the same as Amira. Any way you slice it, it's still Amira Lenachri. And there are other cases also where they're like Lifnei to Lifnei. I Gorim someone to be Gorim someone to do an Aver. Do I really consider that to be two different separate Aver? So no, I'm being Gorim someone to do an Aver. This collapses into the same thing. Moreover, Amira Damira, even if you consider it to be two separate things, Amir al-Nachri is Aser on job. Amir al-Nachri is an Iser. So if I can't do it, I can't ask Nachri to do it. It's the same as I can't ask Nachri to do an Iser Rabbanan for me. That's Pashas. So that, again, the Pashas Pshat in Mishnah is Pashas Pshat in the Sugyam, as the Mishnah Brewer pointed out, is that Amir al-Nachri should be Aser even on Iser Rabbanan, and then includes asking Nachri to do Amir al-Nachri. It's also for me, even the Rabban, to do that activity, it should also to ask the Nachri as well. And the next point you pointed out is that the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan take up is when is this Amira occurring? The first question was, what's the content of the Amira? What sort of Easter am I asking him to do? And then the second question is well, when? When? And as you just pointed out, the Mishnah is talking about an Amira on Shabbos. The Mishnah earlier in Kuf Chaf Aleph, the house is on fire. Can I ask a Nachri to extinguish it? Vaita. It's clearly happening on Shabbos. But how about if I'm going to have a conversation with a Nachri in advance of Shabbos? I'm going to talk to him before Shabbos starts, and we say, look, when Shabbos comes in, I'm going to need you to come by later, turn lights, turn off the lights, ta 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 ta. Ask him to turn on the lights. Again, we'll get back to Okay, but let's ask him to turn off the lights. I say, look, I only need lights on after 10. The Shabbos clock is out, or I live before the era of Shabbos clocks. Or I have too many devices on in the kitchen, too many appliances on, I don't have enough Shabbos clocks. I say, do you mind coming by 10 o'clock at night? Just turn everything off. So it's not Hanan Lechazakim. We'll get to that sugya later on, but there's no direct Hanan that I'm having there. I'm saving money. It's not going to be as hot. That's probably not Hanam Lechazak. If he turns the light on, now he can read. That's Hanam Lechazak. Ask him to turn the things off. So, question is, but it's Amir Lenachri. Amir Lenachri, but I'm not going to do that Amir on Shabbos. I'll talk to him on Friday. I'll call him on Tuesday and say, do you mind coming by Friday night? Mm-hmm. Is that Mutter that also? So that's a rich discussion we've shown him. And it's usually assumed by most that that is problematic as well. That's what Shulchan Aruch quotes. Afilu lomar lo kodem chasheicha lasosa v'shabbos also us. You can't even tell him on Friday or on Tuesday that I'd like you to come by on Friday night or Shabbos afternoon and perform the following malachas for me. It's interesting. There is a lot of debate in Rishonim as to where that comes from. The vast majority of Rishonim assume that Amir l'nachri is mutter even if the Amir occurs before Shabbos. But how we know that? There's a Russian Bav Metzia. Pei Zevzim quotes. You wouldn't expect to find there's a Russian Bav Metzia. There is a little bit of a sugya of Amir l'nachri Bav Metzia, not just about Shabbos, about other Yisurim. And then the Russian says, well, the Rav Sadi Gaon had a riot from this Gemara about Amir l'nachri that you can't do Amir l'nachri before Shabbos. And the Rush doesn't like it. The Rush starts punching holes in that particular riot. But there's always another riot. The Rosh says, I don't like that riot, but I do agree. The primary riot that many Rishonim quote is three blot later. You happen to have a Gemara in front of you, you can look inside or not. But the your Kuf Nun is in the midst of the 23rd Perek Shoel, the penultimate Perek in Masechta. The final Perek in Masechta opens the Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Misha Hechshech Bederech. A fellow is traveling, doesn't make it home in time. I think we referenced this Mishnah briefly last week. So the Mishnah starts talking about what do you do? It's getting dark. No saying kisol anachra, you give the wallet to the non-Jew. And the Gemara explains, well, how can we allow that? The answer is, here the special kula, because of Adam Bohol al-Mamono. Because people get very anxious about their money. And see the opening line of the Gemara, my time is shor le'rabban le'mesav kisol anachra. How come Chazal allow you to give your wallet to the guy? The answer is, because kimul rabbanon, because the chamin know that typically, psychology is such a typically, it's a pretty strong rove, and most of the time this scenario, people are going to be irrational. You tell them it's right before Shabbos, you just leave your wallet in the street, just walk away. Maybe not rove, but certainly a significant percentage of the time, if you tell the guy there's no options, a significant percentage of people will be Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos in the Torah. So we would rather that you will allow Amir Olachri to prevent Chil Shabbos Taraisa. So what you see from the whole Shach Vitaria once again is that this all should have. The Gemara's question is, how come this is Mutter? Why is Chazal Matzah? Why? What's wrong? It's Amir Olachri before Shabbos. This is happening before Shabbos, presumably.
It's summer Shabbos.
Yes, according to many. So how do you understand this? So the answer is, apparently, again, so you're right, not all Rishonim bring this Raya, but many Rishonim bring this Raya. That sounds like a presumption is, Amir Lanachri is Asi before Shabbos. This is a special exception because of the particular circumstance. But normally we would not allow Amir Lanachri even before Shabbos. Again, and there are other rites, some do bring a rite from above and see it, some are other rites as well, and there are some Rishonim who disagree, but certainly the majority opinion, and that's how it passes in Shulchan Aruch, is that Mir L'Nachri is Aser even before Shabbos. If you like, the third point is one that the Shulchan Aruch makes as well. So if the first point was content, what is Amas Lenachri? The second point was when the Amira is occurring. The third point is when do I need the Melacha? So let's read the Shulchan Aruch inside. Asher L'Skar Polim. I'm not a lot of hire workers. Dabar. V'lo lo marle yehudu L'Skar Polim. And here we get into Amira Lenachri. I can't ask the non-Jew to hire workers for me on Shabbos. Afal pi she'ena Yisrael tzarich lo'os the Melacha l'achar HaShabbos. I can't have the non-Jew ask the non-Jew to do the hiring, even though I only need the malacha after Shabbos. And that's an important point that the Rambam already makes, that I am not allowed to ask a nachri to do malacha for me or do an Easter for me on Shabbos, even if I'm not planning to enjoy it until after Shabbos. If I'm asking him to do the masa on Shabbos, that's a problem, even though I don't plan to enjoy it, which again is that also comes from this context. This context coming back to Kuf Nun, because the whole premise is I'm hiring workers on Shabbos, they're not to work for me on Shabbos. Am I allowed to hire a Jew to do on Shabbos to do malacha for me on Tuesday, to do malacha for me on Sunday? I can't do that. I can't even ask a non-Jew to do that hiring on Shabbos. But again, to do that hiring on Shabbos, but the work's only taking place on Tuesday. So you see that Amir L'Nachri is also, even if I only plan to enjoy the product of the Melechas Akum after Shabbos is over, but if I want him to do the Masa for me on Shabbos, that is also. Going forward, we probably may touch on this next week, there's a different scenario, which may be Mutter, which is where he has the option to do the Melacha on Sunday. Otherwise, he's Aved Atid Nafshei. But in a case where I want him to have the conversation, I need workers at my house Sunday 7 o'clock in the morning. So I say to the guy, Hire someone now. Hire someone after Shabbos is going to be too late. Hire someone Sunday morning is going to be too late. Talk to him now. Hire him now for tomorrow. So I wanted to do the Issur today, even though I'm only going to benefit from it on Sunday. So even if I only benefit from the Amil and Achri, right, or the newspaper case, they're going to print on Shabbos, but no one's going to see it until Sunday. So that's not grounds l'hakel. Just because we're not going to enjoy it until after Shabbos, if I want him to do the Maisa on Shabbos, I want the non-Jewish mechanic to fix my car on Shabbos, so it's ready Sunday morning. I wouldn't drive the car on Shabbos, but I want him to fix the car on Shabbos, and I ask him on Friday to fix the car on Shabbos, so I have him on Shabbos. That's Tamil Nachri. If I tell him I drop off the car on Friday, I say, look, I need it by Tuesday. I need it Tuesday. I don't care when you get it done, I need it Tuesday. So if for him it's more convenient to do on Shabbos, again, that will get to it, that may be Mutter. But if I tell him I want to do the Malach on Shabbos because a half hour after Shabbos, or if that meant Sunday morning, I'm on the road, but that, even though I'm not going to enjoy it on Shabbos, but if I want him to do the Maisa on Shabbos, that is problematic. Yeah.
So you have an employee, you're leaving Erev Shabbos, and you can't say to him, you know, finish up this document or this contract, I'm going to be in the office Saturday night, I'll take it over when it's done. You can't tell a non-Jewish employee, you know, one of your...
Correct. If his only option is to do it on Shabbos, if there are too many hours of work, you need it too soon after Shabbos, there are too many hours of work, he couldn't get it done on Motzai Shabbos. If you tell him, look, I want Sunday, I don't care when you get it done, it's 3 hours of work, I need it by Sunday at 9 a.m., so then he's choosing, he says to himself, I don't want to be busy on Saturday night, so I'd rather do it on Friday night. So that's Mamashat to Nafsha. That's totally fine. But if you say, look, we all know this is 4 hours of work, and I need it an hour after Shabbos, and right now it's a half hour after Shabbos, yeah, that's a problem.
So it's nothing to do with getting the Hanan on Shabbos.
Correct. Right. That's the point that Shulchan Aruch is making. That again, well, that's the third point that flows from the Sugya and Kufnut. It doesn't matter when I'm nana from it, as long as I want him to do the Malacha on Shabbos, that's problematic.
How does that help when a Jewish doctor gets a non-Jewish doctor to cover for them over their shift on Yom Tov?
Depends on the partnership. Until the partnership is set up.
I'm talking about, let's say you're a resident in a hospital and your shift was meant to be on that day, and you say, look, I'll swap you out. I'll do Christmas Day, and you'll do this, you know, your shlitz for me. I've heard of that a lot. Mm-hmm. But how does that?
It's not your shlitz, yeah. It's working in the hospital.
But you're asking.
But you're kind of asking him to do it on the day.
He's doing your work for you, aren't you?
Yeah, or in a law firm, right? Like, yeah. Someone's got to cover a transaction. And you say, well, I'm going to be out. So it's knowing that the non-Jewish guy, you know, they're covering for us on the transactions on those days.
How long can we get that in Asheri, plus the man is also involved?
Believe me, it's not a day. No one wants to be there doing any of the work.
Yeah, but he's
not doing your work, he's doing your boss's work.
Yeah, it's
an argument, it's not for you, it's for a client, right?
Right. It's going to require more thinking and probably more discussion than we have time for now. I don't want to be sensitive to Meyer. But definitely, the case you started with originally, where I supervise someone else, I'm telling you, I need you to get this work done. That's very different, I think that's what you were saying, very different than when there are shifts, and everyone has to take shifts, right, and we're all working for a common employer. So we may make an agreement that you're going to be Mishra to take that shift instead of me. That's not necessarily the same as where you're telling someone, I need to do this work for me. One final point, which we're going to only open up now, not just because of time, but because of Shulchan Aruch only opens it here and continues to talk about it later on in Se'if Chaf Beis, and that is the question of, we already spoke about content and when that mirror is occurring and when the Hana from the Malacha is occurring. The fourth point is what's the quality of, not the content, not the content of what I'm asking him to do, but the way in which I say it. The quality of the Amir. So Shulchan Aruch says, and this is rooted in Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Smag and others, Mutar lo Merlo Achar HaShabbos, Lama lo asisa devar ploni bi Shabbos she'avar. I could say, let's the Shabbos say, how come you didn't come by to turn out the lights? Afal pisha maybe mitoch dvarav she'ratzonu she'yasenu b'Shabbos haba. Even though the fellow understands, I say, Chris, how come you didn't come by last night to turn out the lights? They didn't tell him, please come by to turn out the lights. That would be a real anachrin. This is a remiss. I just said, how come he didn't? But he understands on his own. Well, obviously, Yankel wants him to come by next week and turn the lights on Friday night. So Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. If you look in the tour presents as the sheet of the smog and others, and the tour says he himself is not so sure that Derech Remez should be mutter. It's not Amira. There was no Tzivui. But it's not clear. The tour himself is not sure that should be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Da is comfortable embracing the approach of the smog, and that is mutter. Now, this heter of remez has limitations. It definitely, this is one of those points of halacha that people sometimes interpret very broadly. So, for starters, now most of the discussion of remez is coming up later in this siman and sivcha beis. Just as an overall picture here. Amir al-Nachri in Shin Zayin is Sifin Beis Gimel Dalad Hey. We met her next week and go on to Gimel and Dalad. And then it continues at the end of the Simen, Si'if Yud Tes and On. Si'if Yud Tes Chav Chav Alav Chav Beis. So those eight Si'ifim, four at the beginning and four at the end, are Amir al-Nachri in Simen Shin Zayin. When they get to Si'if Chav Beis, Amir Chemzi more, Amar has more to say about Remez. But for starters, the Remez already begins to come up here. And after all, that also comes from the Sugya, because the Gemara does say, even between Jews, that I can't directly hire someone, but I can make a reference. Do you think we'll have a chance to talk tonight? So then the guy gets the impression that he probably wants to talk to me about some job he wants me to do. The oblique reference will sometimes be mutter. And Tosas already sounds like he's saying that would be mutter with a nachri as well. So that may be driving the smog, but not exactly the same. And the Mishnah Berurah makes two important points. And with this, we'll close for now. Mishnah Berurah says this heter that the Shulchan Aruch is talking on Siv Beis is only on Erev Shabbos. Because the case is the smog gave, which Shulchan Aruch quoted, is he says to him, Motzai Shabbos. I can't say Motzai Shabbos. Hey, how come you didn't stop by last night? So that's a remez. So Amira on there on Bechol is Aser. Remez Bechol is Mutter. But we didn't say that Remez is Mutter on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Yud. If you're not saying Beferish, Rak Derech Remez, that's fine. Five lo dami lo hadami because of Ramah Baga Sivcha Beis. Sivcha Beis Ramah says Remez is Aser. No. The difference is that's on Shabbos. To Mirama, if it's on Shabbos, it's also even obliquely. But if it's on Erev, a mirror on Erev Shabbos is also Aser. But Remez on Erev Shabbos is Mutter. And then the Mishnah Berurah makes the second point in Sif Katan Yud Aleph that remember that there's still going to be an issue of Remez Bechol avoids the problem of Amir la'akum, but it does not avoid the problem of Hanan Melechas Akum. So he points out this is only going to be Mutter if you're also avoiding the problem of Hanan, which either means it's a situation like turning out the light where there's no direct Hanan, it's dark, it's not adding light, or I'm having the Nachri do the Melech on Shabbos, but I'm only going to benefit from it well after Shabbos is over with a time period of Kiddushei Shiyasa. And that's a point that in the footnotes to the Torah they point out that the Ramah, the Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Yutes and Aleph, already in the city of sending letters with Nachrim, the Ramah makes that, the Ritva already makes this point. Even if you're going to allow any of this, what's going to happen to Hanam Lechazak? So, this issue of Remez, so far we're going to get to Remez more significantly in Sifcha Beis, but for now we know that Remez is Mutter if the Remez is being delivered Bechol. And Remez Mutter only obviates the problem of Amira, but does not solve the problem of Hanam and Lechazakam. B'li Neder, next week we're going to move on to see from Gimel and Dalet, and that's going to, which are only Beis Sosef, there's no Torah. our Makamas are here, and that will wrap up the Amir al-Nachri, the beginning Amir al-Nachri segment in Simen Shin Zayin.
Shkoyach
Avraham.